Jason Rankin, and welcome to the Grass Check podcast, brought to you by Ag Research and AFPI. We are bringing you the latest information, insights, and opinion to improve grazing management on your farm. This week, we are joined by Kat Hewson from AFPI to discuss the latest information from the Grass Check plots and farms, Trevor Alcorn from Caffrey, and Kevin McGrade, a Grass Check dairy farmer who farms near Dromore, County Tyrone. Welcome rain last week. Was this enough to avoid a further drop in growth?
We had a reasonable amount of rain last week. Most of it wasn't too heavy, and certainly it was very welcome. On the Grass Check farms, we saw about 5-6 millimetres over in Fermanagh, up to about 15 millimetres as an average on farms in Derry. And actually, in the east of the province, we've seen soil moisture readings start falling this week in response to the rain, which is a really big relief. With the growth rates, so on the Grass Check plots, we've seen that small decline, which is what was predicted last week. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be a little bit longer before we really see the benefit of this sort of recent rainfall coming through on the plot growth.
What range of growth are we seeing now between farms in east and west?
So growth rates on farms, we've seen very little change this week in Down and Armagh. They're still hovering around about 40 kilogram dry matter per hectare per day. And actually, we have seen a bit of a drop in growth rates across the board this week. So average figures were down to Tyrone, Antrim, Fermanagh and Derry as well. But we do tend to see a little bit more variation in the farm figures sometimes, just depending on where people are in their rotation and what their covers are like. So, for example, if we've had people that have taken silage off and they're bringing that ground back into the rotation that's coming in with a lower cover, it can just bring the figures down very slightly. But we are still seeing that significant difference between growth in the east and the west. So farms in the east are sitting around 42 kilogram as an average overall, and that's about 60% of the typical growth rate we'd be wanting to see this time of the year. Within those farms, some of the worst that have been impacted by the drought, we're getting figures down as low as 20 kilogram dry matter per hectare per day as their weekly growth rate, which is not a nice number to be looking at. Whereas over in the west, averaging about 25 kilograms higher this week. Last week, they were 40 to 45 kilograms higher than farms in the eastern counties. And some of the farms in Tyrone and Fermanagh were still seeing growth rates come through about 80 to 90 kilograms per day, which is a much nicer number to be seeing.
Is the continued dry weather starting to affect grass quality?
So this week we were seeing ME averaging 11.8, I think, for the third week in a row, which is pretty reasonable. We're seeing a little bit less spread in the quality values from the sample as well. So ME is ranging from 11.6 to 12.2 this week from everything that we had in that was analysed. Dry matters are still quite high as a carryover from the dry conditions. So that will be supporting good intakes. And again, what we're seeing is some very high sugar levels coming through in the grass samples. So really where the sugar is built up in the leaves, where the growth rate has been restricted.
What growth are you forecasting for the coming 2 weeks?
Okay, so I feel I'm not necessarily going to be popular when I answer this question. The current forecast for the Grass Check plots, we are potentially looking at a big drop just to 29 kilogram as a 3 week average on the plots that are due to be cut next Monday. Then the 2 week forecast, it improves slightly and we're up to 36 kilograms as a 3 week average growth. The factor that's driving this is mostly the impact of that drought. So it is going to take a bit of time for the plots to recover. We haven't had a huge amount of rainfall yet. What we are seeing in the current weather forecast is we're a little bit overcast, a little bit cooler weather between the rain that we're getting. And this is going to help. So it's going to reduce the evapotranspiration rate. That's the thing that was really compounding the effect with the lack of rainfall last month. Next week's plot's probably a big drop, but hopefully starting to pick up after that.
What aspects of grass soil management should farmers be focusing on this week?
So last week we were speaking about fertiliser spreading and saying that maybe over in the west we're going to be seeing some good conditions to be doing that and maybe holding back in the east for slightly better soil conditions. And I think the coming week now is going to bring some of those better opportunities in the east. So you're going to be able to gain the benefit from spreading as the soil moisture conditions start to improve. I do still want to caveat that with a warning that you're not going to see the response you hoped for if you spread when your soils are still too dry. So I just want to caveat that with a bit of a warning that you're not going to see the response you hoped for if you spread when it's too dry. You're not going to be able to see that fertilizer moving down into the soil for the plants to really take it up. And if you're seeing fertilizer sit on top of the soil for a longer period of time, you're just going to see greater nitrogen losses, which is not something we really want. So do just make sure that you go out and you walk your paddocks first, check what your soil is looking like. If you're happy that there's sort of enough moisture there and then you've got more rain coming in the forecast in a day or two as well, do look at getting fertilizer out when you can, and hopefully we'll see the benefit of that coming through in the next rotation. Another thing to be thinking about is with the changes we've seen, not so much in the grass quality, but we have seen changes in the composition of some of the samples coming into the lab. So they've become quite stemmy and the dry matters are still very high. I think now is the time that you really want to be focusing on those post-grazing residuals again. So you really want to be grazing down cleanly to try and reset the grass quality and get the best value of regrowth that's sort of coming through for your next round of grazing. Especially if you've been seeing any issues with palatability with the sort of the very high dry matter and any stemmy grass. Now it might be a good time to think about pre-mowing. So if you're struggling to get down to those clean post-grazing residuals that you want, you could look at going and pre-mowing your paddock to try and make sure that you are getting the best post-grazing residual before the next round possible. If you've got a couple of problem paddocks, you might look at topping them, but I'd probably favour pre-mowing so that you're still getting the utilisation of that grass. Certainly if you're sitting on a tight grass budget or looking at a deficit, you probably don't want to be topping and losing any grass at the moment.
Trevor, there is a huge variation in growth between east and west this year. 2020 has presented a real opportunity for farmers in your advisory area. What is the current situation on the farms in your area?
Well, this really has been a near perfect spring for us. Maybe a bit cold at times, but conditions on the whole have been excellent. Ground conditions are first class, and they really have been once we got into April. So grass utilisation has been excellent across the board. A lot of herds were out in good time, many out day and night. Some herds choosing to do a bit of buffer feeding, which is still ongoing, just to keep the bottom line there in milk production. Grass quality, again, across the board has been excellent because cows have been out in good time. On at farm level, I've had farmers sort of achieving anything from 15 to 22 or 23 litres milk from fridge, which is good to see actually being achieved on farm and gives people a certain level of confidence of what grass can do. Because really of the above factors, yields have held up really well and good feed efficiency has been achieved overall. Kat has already touched on growth rates there. So again, range of growth rates farmers deal with 90 to 100 last week, this week down to 50 to 60. I suppose really there's a lot of drainage reseeding work ongoing and it has been great to get all that type of work done. So all in all, the farmers in the West generally are very happy.
Kevin, how has the grazing season gone for you so far?
Well, it has been the best grazing season in my memory. Excellent grazing season. Ground conditions have been very good and growth has been consistent without very high peaks and troughs, which adds to leaving it easier to manage. But ground conditions is the number one in this part of the world for managing grass.
So is grass growth matching animal demand at the moment?
So the measurement on Monday, we had a growth of the previous week of 70, and our demand is 52. From about the 20th of April, our growth has always exceeded demand.
And have you been taking opportunity for some round bale silage, or how have you been managing those surpluses?
The surpluses, we took out a block on the 19th of May, about 50 bales. And we made silage then of some of the grazing block on the 2nd of June. And second cut silage then on the 4th of June. Haven't been the same surpluses created as other years because the growth didn't peak as high.
Yeah, you didn't get those big kind of 100 plus growths that you would normally expect in the middle of May.
Yeah, and because the weather was so good, we're able to keep cows out night and day with good control over grazing early in the spring.
So overall, I expect this year has been much easier to really get good grass utilisation.
Yes, definitely. It's been a lot easier than most years.
Looking forward, what will be the key actions you'll be taking as regards grass animal management over the next week or two?
Well, in some ways, it's been quite simple. In saying that, the last 5 days or so, we've been pre-mowing. So we're on the fourth rotation now, and some fields have got a bit bumpy. So we're pre-mowed ahead of the cows. That'll only last for another day or so. We'll be back in then to aftergrass. Pre-mowing is something we try and do very little of unless we have to. And we try and avoid topping at all.
What are your plans for second cut silage?
Second cut silage, one block was done on the 2nd of June and the rest of it's been cut today and lifted tomorrow or Saturday. I've never seen dates like that before.
Take it in, Kevin, what you're saying is you're maybe taking smaller cut silage to make sure you manage that, avoid with sudden shortages. You're being careful and not taking out massive amounts of silage at one time, which could lead to a shortage shortly after that.
Yeah, well, the opportunity has been there to do it. Other years, silage would have been intended to cut on a certain date, but if you're running into maybe a week or two of wet weather, that opportunity is not there, and that creates problems then to higher yields and not having the opportunity then to graze that when you would need it. So this year has been so much different. You could make silage almost any day, definitely any week, again in May onwards, but we're not familiar with this.
Trevor, what are the key actions that farmers should be taking over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I suppose, again, reinforcing what Kat had said there, pure fertiliser applications are up to date now that we are into sort of more broken, maybe showery weather, some rain in the forecast, and there's more soil moisture. Grass certainly won't grow much without it, so it's essential to get it on. Measure or even walk your paddocks at least once a week at the minute to really see what the availability of grass is and the quality is like. That's very important, and often don't feel certainly measuring's good at recommend it, but if you don't measure, certainly get out and get a walk around it to see what it's like. Take out any grass surpluses that you feel you may have immediately to get them back into the rotation again as quick as possible. Again, consider pre-mowing or, if all else fails, topping to help improve sward quality at this stage, as a lot of grass has seeded this past week or two, and it's an ideal opportunity at the minute for weed control as well, both out paddocks and within paddocks. And then, like Kevin there, it's probably getting time to get second cut silage underway. Make the most of the good weather whenever it's there.
Yep. Kevin, given the current price volatility and uncertainty, many farmers will be looking to get more grass this year. What practical recommendations would you give to farmers to help them get the most from grass?
Well, I suppose it's a bit late maybe with this in some ways, because that opportunity needs to be taken early. And that's getting cows out early and managing your grass from early in the season. There is potential there, even on heavy land, to take a lot of more use of grass if the growth is there and the opportunity to utilise it. And one of the things we have probably learned over the years is to aim for lower pre-grazing covers, which gives higher intakes and quicker regrowth. And we would aim to graze pre-grazing yield of 12 to 1600. Where possible.
Yeah, that's available cover, I take it, Kevin. So yeah. 1500 on then for that, for token. Yeah. That's it for this episode of the Grass Check Podcast. And my thanks to Kat Hewson from AFBI, Trevor Alcorn from CAFRI, and Kevin McGrath for joining us. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can listen on Apple and Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. For more information, you can go to the Grass Check website, www.agresearch.org/grasscheck, and the Grass Check social media channels. I'm Jason Rankin, and join us the next time for the Grass Check podcast. Until then, stay safe.